It's time for Brenham Cub football. KWHI's broadcast of the Brenham Cubs versus Montgomery Bears is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Colquhorst Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guy, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. We'll go out to the field and your host, Doug Brown and Tommy Lang, after a word from our sponsor.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham New Holland. We offer a huge variety of agriculture equipment, from Bad Boy to Hustler mowers, Kawasaki mules and four-wheelers, and of course the highly reputable New Holland line of tractors, hay equipment, skid steers, and construction equipment. All of these offer low-rate financing opportunities. Call us at 979-836-4591. We value our customers and strive to make your experience the best it can be. Come in and take one for a test drive. Stay cool out there and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you out to Cub Stadium. And it is Brenham Cub football as the Cubs tonight renew a district rivalry with the Montgomery Bears. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And before we get started here, Tommy, we got the junior cheerleaders here.
The junior, and we have a bunch of them out there. Oh, my goodness.
That is a big group out there. And they're out there with the... Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a little number here.
I feel quite certain it's 100 plus.
Got to be.
Wow.
Talent out there.
The No doubt about it. They're doing a good job. Get them on an early start.
There you go.
At an early age.
Yeah, well, tonight, as we said, the Cubs getting set to take on the Montgomery Bears. An important district matchup because both these teams are still looking for their first district win, and somebody's going to walk out of here with one tonight.
somebody's going to walk out with a W, and you don't want to be the individual or be the team that's going to walk out with a loss. You know, would it be critical? No, it wouldn't be critical, but you wouldn't be going in a positive direction.
Exactly. And Montgomery comes in here. They're 0-6 and 0-2 in district play. Cubs are 2-4 and 0-1 in district play. They've lost their last two games in a row and now looking to bounce back here tonight. But they were against two really tough teams. And so we'll see what Coach Danny Youngs has in store. Meanwhile, we're going to take a break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame, but let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and get you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
All right, and don't forget, we've got also got Burton Panther football going on, and they just got underway, and it's the Burton Panthers and the Louise Hornets. Dean Dillon and Daryl Kiki with a call there. If you want to hear that one, go to our KWHI.com website or on the KWHI app for your smartphone and click on the alternate feed, and you can hear the Burton game there. Meanwhile, let's go down to Tommy with Coach Youngs.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, we had a tough game 2 weeks ago, a tough game last week, two really, really good teams. How did the team respond this week?
I thought we had a good week of practice. You know, we know we got to execute better, and we need to come out, and we got to play four quarters. We got too many lulls in the game where we just kind of, you know, put ourselves in bad situations where, you know, we just don't mentally focus, and we got to focus for 48 minutes tonight and make sure we tackle well, line up right, execute on offense, execute on special teams, and just go play a solid four-quarter football game.
Lake Creek, Montgomery had a really, really close game last week. What can you tell us about Montgomery?
Their quarterback's fast. He's an excellent athlete. He can run as well as any kid we've played this year. On defense, they're going to get after you and, try to press you right there on offense. They're going to try to get 12 the ball in situations, but he throws it well, too. So he's a true dual threat quarterback, and, we got to do our job reading our keys and make sure we tackle.
Good luck tonight. We'll see you after the game with a W.
Nice. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, and Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And as we come back here to Cubs Stadium, let's take a look at some of the other games that are going on around the area. First of all, in the Cubs district, you got Lamar Consolidated is at Lake Creek tonight, and Brian Rutter is over at Huntsville. Richmond Randall has their bye week this week. As we mentioned, Burton and Louise, they're playing over in El Campo tonight. Other district action in Burton's district, you got Snook and Somerville, Somerville's at Snook, rather, and that's also Snook's homecoming. And KTEX 106 is Friday face-off game of the week, and Courtney Cartwright is out there currently broadcasting live. And meanwhile, also Falls City is at Yorktown. And around the area, you got Belleville at Brookshire Royal, Tomball at Waller, Magnolia and Magnolia West, Navasota at Sealy, Anderson Shiro at New Waverly, Iola at Granger, College Station at Cedar Park, A&M Consolidated at Pflugerville-Hendrickson, Caldwell at Gonzalez, Giddings at Cuero, LaGrange at Smithville, Hallettsville at Columbus, and then you got Bryan, Sealy, and Hempstead, all with bye weeks this week. And so they're getting to take a week off there. Meanwhile, as we said back here, the Cubs looking to get back on the winning track. And what a better place to do it than right here at home.
Oh, I tell you what, it's great to be back at home. Got a really, really pretty night to play football. Mm-hmm. Not overly hot like it has been. It's been, it was brutal up until, you know, we got the, and thank God we got a little rain again.
We certainly did.
What a blessing. So.
It certainly was, and made for a real nice week here, and now let's see if we can finish off in style. Meanwhile, we're going to take another break, and we've got more pregame to come after we hear these words from our sponsors.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
And as we come back to play, it's time now for Brenham Cubs starting lineup. And the starting lineup is brought to you by Collier Construction. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction, Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be Jordan Harvey at quarterback. At running back will be Jacoby Dixon. Your wide receivers are Deontay Martin, Chris Guidry, and Jose Castillo. Your H-back is Ivan Salazar. Offensive linemen at center is Blake Robinson. The guards are Antonio Najera and Andre Mojica. The tackles are Colby Holohan and Dane Cruzy. And then on the defensive side for the Cubs, you got at tackle Miguel Rodriguez and Connor Appelt. At defensive end, John Rigsby and Cole Whitfield. Linebacker, you got Cade Moore, Trey Lockett, and Keith Crawford. At the corners, it's Glon Mata and Cartel Brown. And then at the safeties, it's Landon Shipley and Jabrion Moore. Your place kicker, Riley Davis, and your punter is Landon Zelinka. And we are waiting for the teams to come out of the locker room and get this one underway. And while we're doing that, let's send you back to the studios and hear some more from our pregame sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell, gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Kettner Original Gold-Rimmed Homemade Vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and select Dollar General stores.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And as we return here to Cubs Stadium, Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Montgomery Bears. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And the fans still filing in here. And it's been quite the eventful day. I know, Tommy, you were out earlier at the Blinn College Hall of Honor induction ceremonies. And understand that was a quite the event.
Oh, I'm telling you what, it was a great, great program. Six honorees. I'm try to remember all of them. Don Adams, a great contributor to the Blinn Foundation. A couple of former instructors, one you're quite familiar with, Joel Franke.
Oh, yes, very much.
And also Robert Giles. Mm-hmm. You know, very, very good. One lady, I'm trying to remember her name totally. I should have brought that program with me, but great, great lady. And, of course, former football coach, Charlie Medieski. Congratulations to all the honorees.
Yeah.
A great, great program. Just a very, very eventful day.
Yeah, and absolutely. And coming up, well, the last week of the football season, we'll have our Brenham Cup Football Hall of Honor. And speaking of which, we're going to have Michael coming up this Monday night on the Brown Sports Line. Michael Groves will be joining me in studio to talk about the Hall of Honor inductions. And might have some surprise guests, too, as well on there. Some things we got potentially in the works, so be sure you tune in to that. That'll be Monday night at 5:35 right here on KWHI. Well, still to come, we've got our, as the players now coming out of the locker room, and we're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll have our national anthem, and hopefully get this one underway. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our pregame sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
And we return to Cub Stadium where the Montgomery Bears have taken the field. And now we are waiting on the Cubs to run through the big inflatable.
I think Coach is making sure he's getting the team ready for this game.
And here come the Cubs.
To make sure I listen Monday and that I'm not off on some mission somewhere.
Yep.
If there's a surprise guest.
Yep.
Goodness.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you rise for the presentation of the colors in our national anthem. It is proper flag etiquette to stand, remove your hat, and salute by placing your right hand over your heart as the colors pass in front of you. And during the national anthem. The colors are presented by the Color Guard from the award-winning Brenham High School ROTC. Participating tonight, Cadet First Sergeant Sam Holloway, Cadet Gunnery Sergeant Connor Brown, Cadet Gunnery Sergeant Dylan Guerrero, and Cadet Gunnery Sergeant Kelton Richardson. Of the national anthem is contained more words than in music. Will you join in singing as the Brenham High School band plays the Star Spangled Banner? Thank you.
that concludes the opening festivities here, and we'll be back with the coin toss and the kickoff after we hear these words from the sport. 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Deniers Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
The pregame show is brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Kolkhorst Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kinjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. Let's head back out to the field to get this game underway.
And onside kick, so Cubs trying a little trickeration right here, and, but unfortunately the Bears recovered the kick, and so first and 10 at the 49-yard line.
Unique twist to start this game.
Yeah. And so here we go. High snap, Reggie Williams, the quarterback, and he will pitch that out to Damian Taylor. And lost back to the 47. 2 yard loss, that'll bring a second and 12.
Good start there by that defense. That's the way you want to start the game.
Williams with an empty backfield. Marking out the signals, and now the... Yeah, it took too much time. And Montgomery had to burn a timeout. The clock was down to zero, and they must have just got that one in. And as we just started, we'll stay right here and let you know that the kickoff was brought to you by Christy Schlobel of Farmers Insurance. From kickoff to the fourth quarter, Christy Schlobel, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlobel, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham. Come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs and number 51 Connor Schlotman this Cubs season. And so back from the timeout. And Williams takes the snap, looking to throw, and he's being pursued. He's going to get brought down by the Cubs.
John Rigsby. Imagine that.
And apparently he's got his own sack dance now.
He does. He does. Great job there by John Rigsby.
So third down. Ball spotted back at the 38-yard line. So it'll be third and 20 for the Bears. Not off to the start they had hoped. And meanwhile, Cub defense looks fired up so far here in the first few plays.
That's the start that the Cub defense needed.
And Williams back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. And it's going to be tipped and incomplete.
Oh, great job there by Juan. Is that Juan Mata? Yes.
Yeah.
Great defensive play there by Juan Mata.
He was looking for his leading receiver, Jake Wilson. So that will make it a three and out, and the Bears will have to punt.
Jabrion Moore deep for the Cubs.
And so back to punt will be Hudson Bronner. And this one's going to take a Montgomery roll and go out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So Cubs have it first and 10. 10-12 left to go. We're just underway in the first quarter. And don't forget, if you want to listen to the Burton Panther Louise Hornet game, you can hear that one with Dean Erickson, Dean Dillon and Daryl Kiki on the Sports Alternate feed at our KWHI.com website and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. And play action, and
there's a good Harvey, pass out to
Jordan Harvey out to Ivan Salazar. And lost a yard on the play. Are they going to? Are they going to give him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage? So, second and 10. Harvey with Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. And back to pass. And puts in the air. Complete to Salazar. And Salazar going to be brought down just shy of the 30-yard line.
Brought down by Jordan Cotton for the Bears.
And ball at the 28-yard line. So a 3-yard pickup will bring him third down and 7. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon around the end. And he's out on the 40, 45, and he's still going. Down the sidelines, and they finally run him out of bounds. At the, about the 23-yard line of the Bears.
Finally run out of bounds by Drew Griffith for the Bears. Great move there by Jacoby Dixon. It was off tackle, but he broke it outside down that sideline. Nice game.
Well, now they're going to push it all the way back to the 33-yard line.
Dixon again.
And Dixon, nice block there. And oh, just way through. Down to the 10, the 5, in it. Is he in?
Touchdown.
It is a touchdown. Reverie was a little indecisive there, but finally decided to put the arms up. And so the Cubs are on the board.
That's exactly what we want to see by that Cub offense.
33-yard touchdown run from Jacoby Dixon. And now on for the extra point is Davis. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 8:45 left to go in the first quarter, the Cubs lead it 7-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allendale Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
And the Cubs getting set to kick off here. And we've also, with that touchdown, we've got ourselves a rib winner from Nathan's Barbecue. We'll get to that momentarily. And a fumble on the kickoff. And you're going to blow him dead at the 16-yard line. But that was Wilson who recovered it. Meantime, congratulations to our rib winner, Rick Weiss. And Rick wins the ribs on the first touchdown here of the game. And Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand Sunday specials, including every first Sunday turkey and dressing. You make the call, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, a proud supporter of area sports.
Share with Doug and TL.
Yes. And they're going to get a sack there on Williams. All the way back to the, about the 13-yard line.
Tell you what, big tackle there by Nevaeh Jackson for the Brenham Cubs.
Exactly.
Nevaeh Jackson, that's a new face, Dan.
It certainly is. One that we haven't called out, a junior defensive end.
Make it his name known.
Yep. And Williams rolling out, looking for someone to throw to, and finds
one.
That is Talon Shavers. Gets it out to the 21, and that'll bring up third down and six. 7:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Got a whistle blown. And penalty marker down. And 7:20 left to go as they get ready for the next snap. Third down and 11. Back to pass goes Williams. And now he's going to take off, and he's going to be brought down at the 21-yard line.
Tell that nice tackle there by Cade Moore for the Brenham Cubs.
Moore in hot pursuit there, and that's going to bring a fourth down in a punting situation for the Bears. By the way, we got an update on the Cubette volleyball team. They are playing A&M Consolidated tonight, and they're fixing to go to the fourth set. Cubettes lead it 2-1. So hopefully Coach Whalen and their crew keep it going and get another district win tonight.
There we go. Great job there by Coach Whalen. Guess who's the referee tonight, Doug?
Oh, I don't know.
Big John.
Ah! And back to punt.
Maybe on more.
Feel it at the 40-yard line across the 45 and going to be brought down. Looks like they're going to give him to the 47. And so that's where the Cub offense will take over on the field. 6:12 left to go in the first quarter. Cubs lead it 7-0 over the Montgomery Bears.
Tackle there made by, we'll give that initial hit to Caden Canada. Canada for the Montgomery Bears.
And so Harvey leads the offense out onto the field.
Jalen Ward in the backfield for the Cubs.
And Harvey's going to keep it himself. And get stopped after about a 1-yard gain.
Blake Wedgman in on the tackle for the Bears.
Second down and 9 for the Cubs. Ball at the 49-yard line. Castillo in motion. And the handoff, Jalen Ward.
Oh, nice move.
And Ward breaking free, and he's going to pick up the Cub first down. Down on the 39-yard line.
Caden Bishop in on the tackle for the Bears. Nice run there by Jalen Ward.
Getting some high fives as he comes off, and Dixon comes back in. Action, and Harvey going to throw it. Pass is complete.
That's Jacoby Dixon.
And Dixon turns what was almost a disaster into a gain and nearly pretty close to another first down, and they do pick up the first down.
Tell you what, amazing play there. Great job by Jordan getting rid of the ball to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon making a nice move. Finally brought down by Jordan Cotton for the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, they looked like they had Harvey for a big loss, ready to sack him for a big loss, and he somehow gets that one to Dixon, and Dixon puts on the afterburners and gets the first down.
Excellent point.
And now Jalen Ward in there, and Ward will run around the left side and pick up some positive yardage up to the 23-yard line. As we're down to 4:15 left to go in the first quarter.
Nicholas Sarandis in on the tackle for the Bears.
Cubs marching it down the field. And in motion. And faking a handoff to Dixon. And Dixon works his way down to the 15-yard line, and he's going to pick up another Cub first down.
Nice move there by Jacoby Dixon, finally brought down by Caden Bishop for the Bears.
And now Ward going to come out, and Castillo coming back in. Dixon in the backfield with Harvey. First and 10 for the Cubs. And pass complete to Dixon. He is out across the 10 and barreling down. Trying to get to the 5, and I think they're going to put him down at the 7-yard line.
Tell you what, that was all Jacoby Dixon dragging a tackler with him down. That's going to be close to a first down, if not a first down. Oh, it's just close.
Yeah, it's a second down.
For injured player.
And we have an injured player on the field.
Jordan Cotton in on the tackle for the Montgomery Bears.
And so the trainer's out to check on the injured player. We got 2:49 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs leading it 7-0 over Montgomery in this district matchup.
We'll bring it up now, Doug. Great job of play calling by the offensive coordinator for the Cubs.
Yeah, that would be Coach Derek Lopez. As he's got the team dialed in tonight. And right now, getting the man helped out, that would be Colton Hatzel. And just want to give you an update on the Burton game. Burton leading Louise, it's 7-0. They're fixing to go to the half over there. So Panthers with a 7-0 lead there. And once again, if you want to hear that Burton game, you can go to our website or on the app for your smartphone and click on the KWHI.com alternate feed. And here, Dean Dillon and Daryl Kiki with the call of the action. RV puts one up in the air, and we're going to get a flag down.
It's intended for Deontay Martin. Great coverage by the Bears.
And it's going to be a false start against the Cubs, push them back 5 yards. So second down and 7. Cubs don't need to get in the end zone. The main thing, they just need to get to pick up the first down. They've got to get it to the 5-yard line.
Jalen Ward.
Ward. He's tackled. Ankle tackled there by Montgomery.
Ankle tackle there by Nicholas Sarandis for the Bears.
Third down and 7 now for the Cubs. About 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon up the middle, and he's not going to get much. Maybe a yard there.
Led by a whole host of Bears. And 44, Zach Hayden.
And so now the Cubs are going to send out Riley Davis for the field goal try. Clock down to 1:20 left to go here in the quarter. Cubs trying to add to their lead. This will be a 30-yard attempt. Kick is up. And it's no good. And so with 1:06 left to go in the first quarter, the Cubs turn it over on downs.
Wow.
Not how you wanted that one to go.
Such a beautiful drive, and to end up for naught is, you know, not what was in the game plan.
Yeah. And so now the Cub defense will come back out onto the field. Cubs lone touchdown is coming earlier in this quarter on a 33-yard run by Jacoby Dixon. And Williams now leading Montgomery back out on the field. And that's a handoff.
Nice stop there by Landon Shipley for the Cubs.
Into the 21-yard line. So we're down to 45 seconds left to go. Time for probably one more play maybe two if they hurry here in the quarter.
Running the football, that keeps that clock moving. But
it certainly does. And now the 8 seconds left on the play clock. And there's a snap and a whistle.
Ball start, offense number 11.
And ball start on the Bears. So pushing back 5 yards. So we've got 20.4 seconds left on the clock. And Montgomery might be just content to let this one run out. And they are. They're just walking on the sidelines. They're walking over the sidelines. They're just going to let the clock run. And so that'll bring us to the end of the first quarter. The Cubs lead it 7-0. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports press.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance, neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Second quarter, and Williams puts one in the air. Pass is going to be complete.
That's 11.
That is Nick Shivers. They were in the. That's going to give Montgomery's a new life as they get into the Cub territory for the first time tonight.
Pretty good coverage there by the cover by the Cubs. Shivers just went up and got the football.
Yeah, he's a tall drink of water, as the late great Myall Hamilton used to say. And it's a ball at the 42, and it'll be first and 10 for Montgomery. Cubs lead it 7-0. And Williams with a handoff.
It's four.
That would be Damian Taylor. And no gain on a carry. That'll bring him second and 10.
Javion Moore in on the tackle for the Cubs.
And we got a fumble on the play.
Oh, my goodness.
And Williams fell on it. Second fumble of the night for Montgomery.
Shane Escamilla. Amelia had a shot at it, Doug, but just couldn't quite come up with that fumble.
And so Montgomery calls a timeout on the field. And we'll take it with him and be back. This time, though, let's just hear 30. Oh, wait. Well, it looks like an injury timeout on the field. So let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
And back we go here. We are at Cubs Stadium in Brenham. Brenham Cubs leading the Montgomery Bears 7-0 with 11 minutes left to go in the second quarter. We got an injury timeout on the field. It looks to be Zane Cooper, who is a junior offensive lineman from Montgomery, being helped off the field. And so now the Montgomery offense coming out on the field. And we're ready to resume. It's 2nd and 12 with the ball at the Cub 44-yard line. And back to pass goes Williams. He's going to put it in the air, and that one's going to be incomplete. Nice defensive play there for the Cubs.
Is that, I'm looking, is that, that's 19. There we go.
That would be Christian Prosper.
Christian Prosper. Nice play there by Christian.
And so that'll bring it 4th down and 12. And they're going to go for it? Are they going to punt?
It looks like they're going to go for it.
Wow. Okay.
I'll tell you what, this can be a huge play for the Cubs.
And back to pass. Goes Williams, and his receiver fell down. And I don't know that he would have made it. He was covered there.
Christian Prosper and Cartel Brown, both there in the area.
Yeah.
But good job there by the Cub defense.
And so they'll turn it over on downs. Williams is looking for Jake Wilson. And so now that'll bring up for the Cubs now. They get the ball back, 1st and 10. Had a disappointing drive last time that ended in no points. So let's see if we can change that up. Harvey with Dixon in the backfield. Actually, that's Jalen Ward back there with him. And Harvey's going to take off, trying to get around some blockers. And he's going to be brought down.
Run out of bounds by number 16, Dante Ragland.
And so no gain on the carries. That'll bring up 2nd and 10. Harvey with all three receivers to the same side. And handoff goes to Jalen Ward. Ward trying to find an open running room, and he gets up to the 50-yard line.
Ran into one of the Cub blockers, and he had to make the ball outside.
Yeah, he actually ran into Salazar and had to bounce off Salazar. And got it up to the, well, they're going to get him just shy of midfield.
Caden Bishop in on the tackle for the Bears.
Bring up 3rd down and 4. Pass out to Chris Kidry, and Kidry is going to pick up the 1st down and more. He's inside the 40, and down to about the 38 when they bring him down.
Just a little dump pass out there to Chris Kidry out in the flat. Made a nice move on the defender. Finally brought down by Zach Hayden for the Bears.
Well, they're going to give him to the 39, so 1st and 10 for the Cubs.
Jacoby Dixon back in the backfield for the Cubs.
Castillo in motion.
And he gets
hand off to Dixon.
Oh, nice move.
Breaks it free, and he's going to coast all the way into the end zone for the Brenham Cubs. Touchdown. 39 yards. Jacoby Dixon, his 2nd score of the night. And now Davis on for the extra point try.
Extra point to follow.
Snap, kick is up. Oh, no, it's going to be blocked. And so the extra point try, no good. And so with 9:06 left to play in the second quarter, our new score, the Brenham Cubs lead it 13-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Parts and More, parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And the kickoff by the Cubs is going to be fielded and returned out to the 35-yard line. I believe that was Shivers
on the return.
Yes, sir. Nick Shivers. And so now the Montgomery offense comes back out on the field. We got 9:01 left to go here in the second quarter. Of course, coming up at the half, we'll have our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. We'll also find out who our HEB Scholar of the Week is. Plus, we'll hear from the Brenham Cub Marching Band.
And Swapsie.
And Swapsie, DQ Swapsie, sophomore running back.
Cartel Brown in on the tackle for the Cubs.
So we got one sophomore being brought down by another. And so that'll bring up second down. 2 yard gain. So that'll make a second and 8. And Williams pass, incomplete. He was looking for Shivers.
Good coverage there by Juan Mata for the Cubs.
And so now third down and 8. Williams back to pass, rolling to his right. And he's going to throw it incomplete.
Say that pass was intended for Shivers. Good coverage by the Cubs.
And so that'll bring it fourth down. And this time they will have to punt.
Jose Castillo deep for the Cubs.
Yeah, we got a whistle before the snap.
Final snap, ball start, offense number 3.
So back him up another 5 yards. That was called on Swapsie. Is up, and it is going to be fair caught by Castillo at the 34-yard line of the Cubs, and that's where the Brenham offense has come back out on the field. 8:07 left to go here in the first half. Cubs leading it 13-0. Pass is complete to Jacoby Dixon out of the backfield, and Dixon up to almost the 40-yard line.
That was a little dump pass out in the flat there to Jacoby Dixon, breaks it upfield. Finally brought down by Keelan Carver for the Bears.
And ball at the 39-yard line. That'll bring up second down and 6. And off to Dixon. Dixon working his way through.
Nice move.
Jacoby Dixon's off to the races again. And he is going to be into the end zone. Come touchdown.
Whoa.
Jacoby Dixon, 61 yards to the house. He just kept going, and the Energizer Bunny just kept going and going and made his way in there.
I tell you what, Doug, that was all Jacoby Dixon.
And so now the extra point try. And there's the snap. Kick is up. And it's good. And so 7:48 left to go in the second quarter. Cubs lead it 20-0. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
That is Wilson on the return, brought down just past the 30-yard line.
Braylon Raxton in on the tackle for the Cubs.
And as we come back to play here, it is the Cubs leading it 20-0. 7:45 left to go here in the second quarter. And we just got our official stat on this. So far, Jacoby Dixon in the game, 6 carries, 181 yards, 3 touchdowns.
I'll tell you what, I'll take a game like that any day.
Yeah. And we're only in the second quarter. That's the other thing.
That's Williams.
And Williams is going to keep it himself, and he's out up almost to midfield.
Finally run out of bounds. Run out of bounds by Cartel Brown for the Cubs.
And up to the 48-yard line. Yeah, that'll be first and 10 for Montgomery.
It's four.
Off, that would be Damian Taylor on the carry. And he will get it into Cub territory to the 48-yard line. And just got the final in. Cubs win. Oh, and so they beat A&M consolidated tonight. 3-1. And so congratulations to those young ladies. And, of course, coming up Tuesday night, their big Dig Pink Night fundraiser at the Brenham High School gym, and we hope you can be a part of that. Yeah. Oh, no, that was on the ground.
Yeah. Complete to Jake Wilson.
Yeah. The, and so
they are going to give it to him, Doug.
Oh, my gosh, that's a bad call. Does he drop? That thing hit the ground, and then he picked it up and ran with it. I mean, that was pretty blatant about that.
Wow.
And Williams back to pass, and he is going to be complete. And got a fumble recovery by the Cubs. And who's got the ball?
Cartel Brown.
And Cartel gets it.
They got that call right.
Yep.
They got that call right.
They had me worried there. And so there'll be the seventh. Cubs will have it at their own 17-yard line. We had 6:39 left to go in the second quarter.
I'm going to say Cartel Brown tore the ball loose, Doug, and yep, came up with the fumble.
That is the third fumble of the game for Montgomery. First one recovered by the Cubs. And there's the pass complete to Castillo. And he will be up close to a first down. Jose Castillo, senior wide receiver. And he does pick up the first down to the 28-yard line.
Tackle by, made by a whole host of Bears led by Nick Sarandis.
Looking for someone to toss to. Finds the open man. And it's Castillo again. Out across the 50.
I feel it's going to be all for naught, Doug.
Oh, we got a flag
the
now.
The flag.
Yeah, and it's coming back.
Holding offense number 50. 10-yard penalty for the previous spot.
Blake Robinson.
Oh, Blake Robinson in the center. Called for the hold. And so clock stops. 5:51 left to go until the half. And Harvey going to keep it himself, and he's going to be brought down. Got maybe a yard on the carry.
Tell you what, nice open field tackle there by number 44, Zach Hayden, for the Bears.
In case you're just joining us, Cubs lead it 20-0 on a 3-touchdown night so far by Jacoby Dixon. And we say so far because there's a lot of time still left. And handoff this time to Jalen Ward.
Nice move there by Jalen.
And Ward gets it up to the 26-yard line. And got a little pushing and shoving going in.
The game on the play is to the 26-yard line.
But again, brought down by a whole host of Bears, led by Keldrick Ben for the Bears.
It's going to be a third down. Cubs have to get to the 38-yard line to pick up the first down. They're currently at the 26, so it's third and 12. At the pass goes Harvey, and pass is going to be complete.
Martin.
That's Deontay Martin. And he's going to be up to the 35. He's going to be short of the first down. And they're going to send the punt team out with Landon Zelinka.
Finally brought down by Jordan Cotton for the Bears.
This will be the first time the Cubs have punted tonight. As we're down to 4 minutes left to go in the half.
Jake Wilson deep for the Bears.
And they just get the punt away.
Wow, that was close.
And they're going to let it take a Cub roll down to the 27-yard line. That's where Montgomery will come out on the field. So here we go. The defense back out on the field for the Cubs. Got 3:41 left to play. Until we go into the locker room in half. And play action. Pass incomplete. He was looking for Swapsy.
First down pass.
I don't know, Tommy. He might have been just trying to get rid of that one because the pressure was coming.
Good pass rush there by the Cubs.
So that'll bring up second down and 10.
Taylor Lone setback for the Bears.
And Williams breaks free and now trying to. And he's going to get. Oh, what a hit there for the
goal!
That was Doyle Brown.
That was a lick.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He got up to Williams and he just absolutely dropped him right there.
Kind of appealed to have a shot, but I'm going to tell you what. He came up and made, Doyle Brown came up and really stuck him, made a great tackle.
Yeah, so we'll bring up third down and 7. And Williams back to pass. And it's complete.
89.
It's to his tight end, Bo Bruce. And Bruce is going to pick up the first down.
Christian Prosper in on the tackle for the Brenham Cubs.
First down for Montgomery at the 43-yard line. Rolling to his right, and pass is going to be complete.
That's Jake Wilson.
Wilson to the 46-yard line of the Cubs. And so Montgomery going to try to see now if they can get one in here before the half. Because Montgomery did receive to start the game, so that means for the second half kickoff, Cubs will get first possession. And Williams back to throw, putting it up in the air, and Wilson incomplete.
Oh, it's picked off.
Oh, picked off. Did it not hit? Oh, and it is. It's going to be. Let's see. That is Adrian Moore.
Tell you what, it was great, great coverage there by Cartel Brown. But Jake Wilson with that height went up, but a great job by Cartel breaking up the play, and Jabrion Moore picked off the loose batted ball.
And so now that will give the Cubs possession at the 49-yard line. With a minute 44 left to work with.
Tell you what, two great plays there, Cartel Brown and Jay Brown Moore both.
And so here come the Cubs back on offense, Harvey. with Ward in the backfield, and he's going to take off, keeping himself out across the 50 to the 49. And he's going to run out of bounds.
Run out of bounds, plus Zach Hayden for the Bears.
Yeah, he was at the 47. It's about a 5-yard gain. Yeah, or no, 4-yard gain, and second and 6. And by running out of bounds, stops the clock at a minute 37. Cubs leading at 20 to nothing, looking for more here before the half. And Harvey going to keep it himself. And he is going to get to the 42-yard line, very close to a first down.
Chase Abrantes in on the tackle for the Bears.
Looks like it's going to be third. Looks like it's going to be third and 1.
Dixon back in the backfield.
And Harvey back to pass. Gets it away and pass is caught.
That's caught by Dixon.
And Dixon is going to be short of the first down. Busted play there. And we're down to a minute left. And looks like go for it. 4th and 3.
I agree with you, Doug.
Yeah, they're gonna let
Cubs just need to keep the foot on the pedal.
Yeah. They're going to Coach Young's wants a timeout. Yeah, so we'll take it with them. We're just going to take a 30-second timeout and send you back to the studio here. 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537, to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And so we are back here as the timeout's just about through here and ready to resume play. Cubs and the Bears. Cubs leading at 20 to nothing. We've got 42 seconds left to go until the half. It's 4th down and 3, ball at the Montgomery 44-yard line. And comes with 4 receivers to one side and only 1 to the other.
4 receivers to the right. Wow.
Timeout,
Montgomery.
And now Montgomery is going to call a timeout. They didn't like the formation, and so they're going to talk that one over. And we're just going to keep it right here. It's been so far, first half has been dominated by the Cubs on both offense and defense. Offense mainly behind Jacoby Dixon with so far 6 carries for 181 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then the defense has really kept Montgomery's offense in check.
No doubt about it. Give credit to that defensive front for the Cubs, keeping pressure on the Bears quarterback.
Certainly has. And the band's, of course, getting ready for halftime. And don't forget, at halftime, we'll hear from the Brenham Cub Marching Band. And we're also going to have our Mattress Guys Halftime Nap Time giveaway. And we'll find out who is this week's HEB Scholar of the Week. Yeah, so here we go out of the timeout. Cubs still have 2 timeouts left. Montgomery only has 1. And Hand off Jacoby Dixon. And
oh, nice.
Way through. Out of the 40, 35. And he is down inside, down to the 20-yard line. And that's going to put him over 200 yards rushing here in the first half. And Cubs going to call a timeout here.
Finally brought down by Keldred Ben for the Bears.
But another big run there for Jacoby Dixon. Down to the 24-yard line.
About 99.9% of his yards are on his own.
Yeah. I mean, he just keeps finding those holes, and once he gets through, it's just all speed. Don't think we're going to have too much trouble picking our John Breeden offensive player in the game tonight.
I don't think so. Well, you know what? Here, a couple of weeks ago, that young man for New Braunfels had, 206 in the first half?
Yeah.
You know what? Jacoby's got a chance to pass that.
Exactly. He's still got 32.9 seconds left. And back to pass goes Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. He's got a man on the cotton. Castillo!
I tell you what, Castillo made a nice move. It was a post pattern. He was wide open. Jordan Harvey hit him right on the numbers.
24-yard touchdown pass, and the Cubs will add to their lead. I mean, that was just Castillo wide open on that catch, too, in the end zone. Anthony Davis on for the extra point. Kick is up. Oh, it's going to be blocked again.
That's not going to make Coach happy.
No. And so Montgomery will run it back when they go out of bounds. And so with 27.8 seconds left, it is Cubs leading Montgomery 26-0. And we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And Cubs ready to kick off. Leading it 26-0 here. Just about to go to the half.
Taken by Wilson.
And Wilson going to be brought down. Great downfield coverage by the Cubs. He only gets to the 25-yard line.
I tell you what, great, great stop there by Doyle Brown for the Cubs.
And so now Montgomery will come out on offense. 23.5 seconds left to go until the half.
25-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
It's Taylor.
And Taylor out across the 30. Up to the 32-yard line. So that'll be a 7-yard pickup. Brings up a second down and 3. And that may be the only play they get off here.
Ivan Salazar in on defense made the tackle, Doug.
Okay. And that is going to do it for the first half of play. Cubs lead it 26-0 as we go into the locker room at halftime. And we'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Blueville Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer. Celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
And we are back here at the half where the Brenham Cubs lead it 26-0. And we just got the stats here. And for the Cubs passing, Jordan Harvey 10 out of 11 for 82 yards and a touchdown. And then, of course, the big story, rushing the football, Jacoby Dixon, 7 carries, 201 yards, 3 touchdowns. And then also Jalen Ward, 5 carries, 30 yards. Harvey's got 4 carries for 8 yards. And then receiving-wise, Jose Castillo, 2 catches, 34 yards in the touchdown. Chris Guidry, 2 catches for 16 yards. Jacoby Dixon, 4 catches, 21 yards. And Deontay Martin, 1 catch for 8 yards. And so a very good first half. And then you look at, this is going to, for the defense here for the Cubs, and let's see, first of all, for on Montgomery, their quarterback, Reggie Williams, 6 out of 12 for 105 yards. And then rushing the football, Williams, 6 carries for 12 yards. Damian Taylor, 4 carries for 8 yards. DQ Swapsy, 2 carries for 2 yards. So the Cubs have held them to just 22 yards rushing in the entire first half.
I tell you what, that's the big key for that Cub defense, slowing down that rushing game. And the big yardage, I'm saying, is going to come for on the passing game is going to be going to Jake Wilson, correct?
Yeah, Wilson, 2 catches for 31 yards. And he's their leading. Everybody else with just 1 catch apiece. So far the Cub defense just really having an outstanding first half.
I'll tell you what, that defense came out much stronger than they did last week against Randall down in Rosenberg. It's good to see that defense bounce back this week and playing good, solid defense.
Yeah, they got a couple of turnovers, too, as well.
Exactly.
And so that also helps. And they're playing with a lot more aggression than they did last week.
A lot more intensity. The intensity level is at a very high level right now. I know what Coach Youngs is telling them at halftime Just keep that intensity level up.
Exactly. Put the foot on the gas. And meantime, it's 26-0 Cubs lead it here at the half. The Montgomery marching band out on the field. And before we go to break, it's time now for our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Z-Gel convolution pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 to be the third caller. The Z-Gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brenhamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in the store at 2668 Highway 36 South of the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. And please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cup football season. And back with more here at the half after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends as well as our sponsors.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
You know what that means. The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
And back we go. We've got a winner on the Mattress Guys giveaway. Congratulations to Joyce Meyer for winning the Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys in Brenham. And Joyce, enjoy it in good health. And now it's time for our HEB Scholar of the Week. And this year's Scholar of the Week is Ashley Ribbon-Jones. And her favorite subject is math. Favorite teacher is Mrs. Shaw. Favorite sport or extracurricular activities, showing cutting horses and being fair queen to help promote the youth in the community. And college or university plans, she is either going to attend TCU and study fashion merchandising or Texas A&M Kingsville to major in business with a minor in wildlife. And her advice to students preparing for the future, always be kind, make your path, and stay on it.
Tell you what, one of the key points that I like about that young lady, Doug, and that's something you don't see a lot of, favorite subject, math.
Yeah.
And math doesn't get a lot of attention anymore, but great job.
Yep.
Congratulations.
And so for Ribbon Jones, our Scholar of the Week, she will receive the award is based on academic excellence, and she's going to receive a certificate from HEB in Brenham. And it looks like the Montgomery band just about through with their halftime show. And then we'll be bringing on the Brenham Cup marching band to get underway with their halftime performance. Well, nope, looks like they got one more number in them. And so we will take another break and be back with more the halftime report. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, H-E-B has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, H-E-B's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham H-E-B today.
You know what that means. The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full, full, full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center or call 836-1010 today.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And we return here and still waiting for the Montgomery Band to finish up their halftime show so we can get to the Brenham Cub Marching Band and their halftime report. Looks like they may be just about through there. And then, but meanwhile, as we said, the Cubs, first half here, it's been all Jacoby Dixon. The lone score in the first quarter, Dixon with a 33-yard touchdown run. And then second quarter, it was Dixon with a 39-yard run. And then just a little bit short time later, comes up with a 61-yard touchdown run. And then Jordan Harvey finding Jose Castillo on a 24-yard touchdown pass. And that's where we stand right now, although a couple of missed extra points. But here at the half, the Cubs leading at 26-0 over the Montgomery Bears. And off to a good start here in this district matchup.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. Two key points. Number one, high intensity by the defensive team for the Brenham Cubs. Also, that rushing game for the Brenham Cubs. That has definitely set the tone for this game.
It certainly has. And let's see. I don't know if this is right or not. The Dave Campbell football, I said the Lamar Lake Creek game is tomorrow. Okay, well, let's check in and see how Rudder and Huntsville are doing. And they're at the half, and Huntsville is only up on Rudder 7-3 at halftime.
Wow.
That is surprising.
Whoa.
Meanwhile, in the third quarter, the Burton Panthers leading Louise 7-0. And if you want to hear that one, you can go over to our KWHI.com alternate feed. And Dean Dillon and Daryl Kiki with the call of the action there. And you can catch the rest of that game if you want to. And in the meantime, the Brenham marching band out on the field, and they've got the dance team first.
Bells would like to thank this week's platinum sponsors, Bush's Chicken, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, and Key Services LLC. The 2023-2024 Bells are led by Lieutenant Olivia Pattinson, First Lieutenant Grayson Strait, Captain Julissa Ganetto, and Major Kaylin Burrell. Treasurer is Riesel Pease. Secretary and Office of the Week is Aubrey Cole. And President is Maddie Costin. Spirit Girl of the Week is Kaylee Brown. And Belle of the Week is Lizzie Fan. In honor of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the dance team would like to dedicate their halftime performance to all those affected by cancer. Tonight they will perform a palm routine to Fake It, performed by the Cup Band. Time for the Brennan Bells and their Pumptastic routine. The Bells would also like to wish the Cup Band good luck and positive vibes this marching competition season. We love you, band. And if you can draw your attention, please, to the 45-yard line. We are thrilled to celebrate our Brenham High School students awarded with academic honors from the College Board National Recognition Programs. The following students have a GPA of 3.5 or higher and are within the top 10% of PSAT assessment takers in the state for each award program or earned a score of 3 or higher on 2 or more AP exams in 9th and 10th grade. We're proud of their strong academic performance in the classroom and on College Board assessments like the PSAT, NMSQT, and AP exams. Let us recognize the following students. Alex Longhorn, Amelia Mark, Brett Campbell, Kaylin Sugar, Kayla Maya, Kevin Fargano, Lauren Lozama, Maylee Pollard, Melanie Chang, Micah Capehart, Richard Fitwood, Leslie Fitwood, and Sigali Boteo. There's so much that makes our students unique, and receiving this honor reinforces this as an asset for their future. Let's give them one more round of applause. And now the Cup Band will perform their 2023 competitive show, Sweet Beach View Sunset. The show follows a lonesome cowboy as he reflects on love on the range. Music for the show includes I Will Always Love You from by Dolly Parton, and credits to the film Silverado, Sarsaparilla by John Mackey, and Happy Ending from the Red Pony Suite by Aaron Copland.
Tonight's OSR vocalists, Kyle Freeman, Brandon Tran, Joshua Parker, Nick Pankos, Sam Clapper, Matthew Marquardt, Alan Gravello, Chris Vargas, Tyler Lindemann, Brett Campbell, Thomas Gordon, Katie Matthews, Sam Lehman, Austin Coe, and Julie Baker. Dance soloists are Paige Stewart, Gabriel Massenberg, the Stephanie Avalos, and Trey Davis. The band will begin a competitive season tomorrow at the Vista Ridge Marching Festival in Cedar Park at 4:15 p.m. Have a great show tomorrow, the band. And now, under the field direction of drum majors Andres Gonzalez, Leslie Solis, and Jose Santavanias Ambrosio, this is the Brenham High School Cup Band in the Each New Sunset.
Thank you.
for the company at Eric Reddick, Michael Hanks, and Justin Baker, Joshua Tennessee. The United Directors of Carter Reddick, Joshua Tennessee, Christopher Turner, and Middle School Game Director, Shelby Holland. The company would love to thank your Manchester for their support. We'd like to thank you all for your attention.
All right, that was the Brennan Marching Band halftime show, and we'll be back for the start of the second half after we hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brennan Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the Old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham, for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
All right, and back we go here as we get set to start the second half. Cubs will receive, and Brenham leading at 26-0. And by the way, got another score update for you. Burton Panthers, after having quite first three quarters, have put it on. Now leading Louise 27-0. They got 8:37 left to go in that game. And, of course, if you want to hear that, you can go over to our KWHI.com website and click on the sports alternate feed. It's an onside kick. And I think that one went out of bounds.
Brenham Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs started the game with an onside kick, and we're not able. Okay, so the Cubs will come out and start this half on offense.
I love that rule change, the way they do that now.
Yeah.
Much, much better.
So ball at the 45-yard line will be first of the Bears, and so first and 10 for the Cubs.
Jacoby Dixon in the backfield, Jordan Harvey.
And play action. Harvey, pass is complete. Out of the, and that is to Salazar. And Salazar gets it down to the 31-yard line, and that'll be a Brenham Cub first down.
So just a little dump pass out there to Ivan Salazar. Great move that he made. A big first down for the Cubs.
13-yard pickup there. Castillo in motion. And off this time does go to Dixon out across the 30 to the 25. And he's brought down at about the 20. Well, they're going to say the 25-yard line.
I tell you what, great, great move there by Jacoby Dixon, breaking it out to the outside. What is that, a good 7-yard pickup?
And so that'll bring up second down. And he's got a man over looking down the sideline, over the shoulder, and that is caught!
Oh my!
Touchdown, Cubs!
Braylon Waxman! Oh,
Waxman! Touchdown, wow!
I tell you what, Jordan Harvey could not have thrown that pass any better than what he just did. Nice over the shoulder catch there by Waxman.
And so that's a Cub touchdown there. And extra point try is up. And it's good. And so with 11:10 left to go here in the third quarter, Cubs lead it 33-0. Back at here 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And back we go here, as it's the Cubs leading 33-0, 11:05 left to go in the quarter. And return there on the kickoff by the Bears.
That was taken. That was returned by Nick Shivers for the Bears.
On sports line conduct, number 11, Brenham. 15-yard penalty for the dead ball spot. First and 10, Montgomery. This is the first of sports line conduct foul for number 11 for Brenham. Award disqualification.
And that is on Doyle Brown. And so that's a costly penalty because that moves Montgomery up to the 46-yard line. And also, the rule, if he gets a second unsportsmanlike conduct, he gets ejected from the game. And when he was back to pass, tip incomplete.
10-4-89. That's Bo Bruce.
Yeah, and I think Cade Moore got a piece of that.
Good coverage there by Cade Moore.
And so that stops the clock with 11 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs looking to expand on their 33-0 lead.
It's Williams on the keeper.
And Williams will keep it himself and gets a couple.
Connor Appelt in on the tackle for the Cubs.
It was like a one-yard gain. We'll bring up second and nine. That's third and nine. Yeah, third down and nine. And pass is going to be caught.
Shivers.
And Shivers is going to be just shy of the first down.
Pass is complete to number 11. Nick Jivers.
Juan Mata and Landon Shipley in on the stop there.
That's a fourth down and one. And looks like they're going to go for it.
They're going to go for it.
Hand off, and they're going to pick up the first down. That was Damian Taylor on the carry.
Miguel Rodriguez in on the tackle, and there's a cut down on the field.
That's going out to check on the player. Clock stops. 10:14 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs leading at 33-0.
It's Trey Lockett. Trey was in on that tackle also with Miguel Rodriguez.
And the training staff attending. Lockett safely get up and walking off under his own power. Senior linebacker for the Cubs.
For the Cubs, number 15, Trey Lockett. Make it 16.
I had that wrong, Doug.
No.
Did I have it right or wrong?
You had it right. He's wrong.
Okay. I thought I saw 15.
That's what I saw, too, is 15.
Pass intended for Bruce. Good coverage there by Christian Prosper for the Cubs.
10:07 left to go here in the third quarter. Second down and 10. And Williams rolling to his left. And he's going to put it in the air, and the pass is going to be caught. And that is Shavers this time.
Pass is complete to number one, Taylor Shavers. First down yardage.
Shavers down to the. Spot that one.
That's at the 23-yard line.
23.
It's a ball at the 23. First and 10 for Montgomery. And handoff up the middle.
Taylor.
Damian Taylor, the ball carrier once again. To the 16-yard line.
Landon Shipley on the tackle for the Cubs.
Ball is at the 16-yard line. Brings up second down and 4.
And so the clock ticking here with 9.5 minutes left.
Williams
going to keep it himself, and he's brought down at the 15-yard line.
That's Cade Moore and Nevaeh Jackson.
So third down, 3 yards needed to pick up the first. Montgomery has to get to the Brenton 12-yard line to pick up the first down.
And this is probably four down territory.
And Williams rolling out and pass in the end zone. Incomplete. Javion Moore made a jump for it, but just a little overthrown.
Pass intended for Shavers. Great coverage there by the Cubs again.
That's a 4th and 3. And let's see, they are going to go for it.
Stop here would be great for that Cub defense.
And
he had it out.
And down to the 10-yard line, he's going to run out of bounds, and Williams will pick up the first down. Had a shot and just one spin move, and he was able to get just enough to pick that first down up.
Great move there by Williams to pick up that first down for the Bears.
They're going
to
put him at the 11-yard line, so first down. And Williams is going to keep it himself. inside the 5, and he is down to about the 3-yard line.
John Rigsby in on the tackle for the Cubs.
And he just has to get to the 1 to pick up the first down. But right now, being down 33-0, Montgomery's looking for that end zone. Hand off to Taylor, and Taylor is going to get his way into the end zone for the Montgomery touchdown. So a 4-yard touchdown run there. And Montgomery gets on the board for the first time tonight. Kick is up, and it's good. And so the Cubs lead it 33-7, 8:07 left to go in the third quarter. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And back we go. Cubs up expecting an onside kick again. And the ball fell off the tee. As we got 8:07 left to go in the third quarter. Cubs lead it 33-7 in this district matchup against the Montgomery Bears.
Cartel Brown.
And it is an onside kick. Didn't go the 5-yard or the required 10 yards though. And went out of bounds instead.
Out of bounds on the kicking team. 5-yard penalty from the dead ball spot for Sam Brown.
And so the Cubs are going to have an excellent field position again. Montgomery had their hands team in there, but the kick just went out of bounds 2 yards shy of. He had to get to the 50, and he went out of bounds about the 48, I think. And so with the 5 yards on top of that, it should put it about the 43. And now the referees are conferring, and this, like you always say, Tommy, this is never good.
That is a scary thought.
Take the ball at the spot of the illegal touching. First down.
It's going to be at the 47-yard line.
So at the 47. Got it.
Jacoby Dixon in the backfield with Harvey.
And play action. Harvey going deep. And he was looking down the sideline there for Deontay Martin.
And Ellensburg sends it downfield. Offense number 60. 5-yard penalty. Replay. First down.
That's Antoine Nahara, one of the guards, called for ineligible receiver or ineligible man downfield. And so that'll push the Cubs back some yardage.
Good coverage by Jordan Cotton for the Bears on Deontay Martin.
And apparently Montgomery declined the penalty, so second down and 10. And off on the end around Ward, Jalen Ward.
Nice move.
Got it across the 45. The 44.
Nicholas Sarandis in on the tackle for the Bears.
And that's going to bring a third down for the Cubs. With 7:35 left to go in the third quarter.
I'm sure Coach Young's want that offense to keep that intensity level up after Montgomery scored that touchdown.
And Matt DePasco's Harvey. And he's going to give it to Dixon. Dixon fighting for yardage, trying to get that first down, and he's going to be short. Up to the, he only got a yard on the care, on the catch there. So 40, or no, he got to the 42, so 5 yards on the pickup there. And they'll bring up fourth down.
Whole host of Bears in on that tackle.
And now let's see if Coach Young's, if he's going to, looks like he's keeping the offense out on the field. Rolling the dice here.
I'll tell you what I like to call, try to get that intensity level back up.
And that pass goes Harvey, and now he's going to let her fly, and pass is going to be caught, Chris Guidry.
Nice catch by Guidry.
And the Huge Jets get it down to the 14-yard line, the first and 10 for the Cubs. And well, they're going to put it at the 17, but still a big catch there for Guidry.
Drew Griffith in on the stop there for the Bears.
And fakes the handoff, and now the other end, that's a pitch. That is going to be into the end zone. Castillo, did he get it? Waiting on the official to say, knock the pylon down, but no signal from the ref.
What is he going to say, the one-foot line?
And that might be coming back.
Oh, no.
Holding, offense number 14.
And a holding penalty against the Cubs. Got 5:51 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs leading at 33-7. Knocking on the door again. Ball spotted at the 13-yard line.
Second down.
And handoff to Dixon. Dixon just grinding, moving those legs forward. And only gained a yard there.
Jake Cox making that initial hit on Jacoby Dixon.
And so second down and six. Down to 5:15. Left to go here in the third quarter. And all Dixon, now they're going to run it again. This time Castillo around the end. Or no, that's Jalen Ward. Jalen Ward brought down. He's pretty close to the 5-yard line. If he didn't pick up the first, he's going to be awfully close.
It's going to be close.
Ward was lined up as a receiver, and Harvey handed it off to Dixon, and then Dixon flipped it to Ward to go back the other way.
Personal foul, face mask, defense number 22. Captain, this is Hugo, automatic first down.
And so Jordan Cotton is the one called for that, and on the personal foul face mask. So that will give it to the Cubs at the 3-yard line, first and goal. With 4:50 left to go. And off, Jacoby Dixon looking for touchdown number 4. Is he going to get it? He
got it.
Jacoby Dixon with his 4th touchdown of the night. And the Cubs now extend their lead 39-7.
try to point to follow. You're four.
And Davis on for the extra point try. And kick is up by Davis, and it's good. And so with 4:46 left to go in the third quarter, it's now the Brenham Cubs leading it 40-7 over Montgomery. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And kickoff fielded by the Bears.
Shivers on the return. Nice open field tackle there by Jalen Ward for the Cubs.
Up to the 35-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 for Montgomery. And it's just gone final. Burton Panthers pick up their third win of the season as they knocked off Louise tonight 27-0.
Great win there by the Panthers.
And now Williams on the run. He's going to be down.
That's 15.
Trey Lockett.
Trey Lockett, nice open field tackle on Williams.
And good to see him back on the field after he left limping earlier. No evidence of that now.
Came flying in. Bothered him too much.
He came flying in there. A loss of two, and that'll bring him second and 12. And Cade Moore, almost hit him. And now Williams breaks free, and he's going to scoot up the sideline to the 50-yard line. And we got a flag.
There we go.
Offense number 55,
10-yard
penalty from the previous spot. Replay, second down.
That's going to call on Darrell Hetke, one lineman. That'll push it back to the 23-yard line. Clock stops with 3:52 left to go in the third quarter. Cubs leading at 40-7. And Williams going to keep it himself, fake the handoff, and he is going to get up to the 37-yard line and pick up a first down.
Cade Moore in on the stop for the Cubs.
And Coach Jones wasn't kidding when they said about it, when he said about how fast he is.
Swapsy
this time on the carry, being run out of bounds.
Christian Prosper running him out of bounds for the Cubs.
He marked out of bounds on the 45-yard line. So we first down yardage for the Bears, first and 10.
Yeah, picks up another first down for Montgomery, so first and 10 at the 45-yard line.
time Williams going to keep it himself, and he is caught from behind.
That's Miguel Rodriguez.
To the 50-yard line. Five-yard pickup, bring up second and five.
Second and five for the Bears.
Clock ticking. And hand off to Swapsy. And he's going to be brought down, and that is
Yvonne Salazar. Ivan Salazar, excuse me.
Playing defense. And pulls him down for the tackle.
I like that, Doug. Yeah. I like a guy playing offense and defense.
Yep. As we're coming up on the 2-minute mark here in the third quarter, Cubs leading it 40-7. And Williams off to the races, out across the 40, 35. And finally brought down, and we got a helmet.
It's Trey Lockett on the tackle for the Cubs.
Williams lost his helmet on the play. And referees conversing.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, offense number 11. 15-yard penalty from the dead ball spot.
That's a Nick Shivers, the wide receiver.
I like to see a penalty go in our favor.
Yeah.
Especially after a big game.
Yeah, we so far, knock on wood, have not had very many penalties against Brennan this evening.
It's been a much better night as far as penalties for the Cubs.
And so 1:56 left to go in the third quarter.
What that Cub defense needs to do now is find a way to slow down Williams just a little bit.
So ball the Cub 49-yard line, first and 10 from Montgomery.
We got a new quarterback, Doug.
Oh, we do.
Jake Merriman.
And he is a sophomore. Man in motion, play action, and Merriman pass is going to be caught.
Get that. That's Drew Wilson.
Yeah, but it's a loss on the loss of one on the catch. Guys, we're down to a minute and a half. And now we That's what it is, because Williams lost his helmet on the last play.
He has to
come out for a play. Now Williams back in there and rolling out to his right, and he's going to keep it and run out of bounds at the 46.
That's Cade Moore running him out of bounds for the Cubs.
And they're going to give him forward progress to the 45. Clock stops with a minute seven.
Williams is that type of player. You need to find a way to just slow him down.
And play fake. He's going to keep it himself. And Williams again. And he's got an open field. Oh! Just the last second, Jabrion Moore.
Saving tackle there. Ankle stop by Jabrion Moore.
I mean, if he doesn't grab him right there, that's a touchdown. Because there was nobody else in the vicinity, and Moore comes up with that big save there. So we're down to 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Williams rolling out, and this time he's going to put it in the air. Tipped and incomplete.
It was Christian Prosper, great play there.
And he was looking for Taylen Shavers. Prosper on the cover. That's on Isaac Moore. Senior offensive lineman for Montgomery. That'll make it a first and 20 now. Tell you what.
Great pass rush by Miguel Rodriguez. Couldn't quite get to him before he released the football.
And pass is going to be, they're going to catch it? Or?
No, I think it went out of bounds. Intended for Shivers.
So, second down and 20. Clock stopped with 27 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Williams takes the snap. And he's going to put it in the air. And Bass is going to be incomplete.
Cartel Brown breaking up that pass. Great job.
That intended for Shivers again. And that'll bring up third and 20 with 21.1 seconds left on the clock.
Cartel's had a pretty good night tonight.
He really has. Third down and 20. And Bass in the air is looking for Wilson.
Good coverage there by Jabrion Moore and Landon Shipley on Wilson.
It's a fourth down with 16 and a half seconds left on the clock. Snap and pass is going to be complete. That is to Swapsy out of the backfield, and that will stop the clock with 5.4 seconds. And Montgomery turns it over
on the tackle.
Montgomery will turn it over on downs to the Cubs. So the Cubs will have one play left, and then that'll be the end of the third.
Great defensive stand there by the Cubs.
Ball of the 19. So that's where the Cub offense comes back out on the field.
Dixon in the backfield with Jordan Harvey. And it's Dixon.
Off to Dixon again. And he's out across the 20, across the 30, still going.
Still going.
And out across the, up to the 50-yard line.
Oh, no.
And we got a flag down.
Goodness. Tell you what, another great run there by Jacoby Dixon.
Yeah, negated on the penalty. That would have been a about a 35-yard run and negated on a penalty to end the quarter. Well, we are, that is the end of the third quarter. We're now heading on to the fourth quarter. Cubs lead at 40-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
It's electric!
And so back we go. We're just starting the fourth quarter. Cubs lead at 40-7. And so the Cubs will have the football. Holding call, and Harvey putting it up in the air, and it's going to be caught, Chris Guidry.
Tell you what, the ball's a little underthrown there to Chris Guidry. Came back for the ball, kept his eye on the ball the entire way. Nice catch, nice game. First down, Cubs.
Ball at the 43-yard line. That was about a 30-plus yard catch for Guidry. And now, instead of the Cubs being deep on their own side of the barely out of the end zone, now here they are at the 43-yard line.
Jalen Ward in the backfield with Harvey.
And off goes to Ward. Ward trying to spin his way up and gets it about a yard off of that. So that'll bring up second down and 9.
Zach Hayden in on the stop for the Bears.
Pick another yard, brings up second and 9. Yeah, so Harvey ready. The second and 9 play here. And now he's going to tuck it and run. And he's going to get out across the 50 and slides down. You got to the Montgomery 49-yard line.
Good defensive coverage there by that defensive backfield for the Bears.
And we got another holding penalty against the Cubs.
Just when we said a few minutes ago, the penalties were kept
down. Now here they go. And ball back to the 34-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 20. With 10:40 left to go in the game. Cubs leading at 40-7. And Harvey's pass is going to be intercepted.
Oh,
and that is going to go back the other way for a pick six.
That's Zach Hayden.
Zach Hayden, the pick six for Montgomery. He jumped the route there. And that is going to bring up Parker Crenshaw for the extra point. And kick is up. It's good. And so with 10:28 left to go in the game, our new score is the Brenham Cubs 40 and the Montgomery Bears 14. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allendale Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
An outside kick, and the Cubs are just going to fall on the football.
Good move there by Blake Robinson. Field of the football and just went straight to the ground.
That's the way to do it. After the Cubs get the ball back here, we had 10:27 left to go in the game. And once again, in case you're just joining us, final on the Burton game. Burton beating Louise tonight 27-0. And don't forget, Steven will be standing by after our broadcast is finished. He'll have the scoreboard show back at the KWHI studios and bring you up to date on how all the area teams have been doing.
Jacoby Dixon back in the backfield with Harvey.
And hand off to Dixon. Dixon around the 50, nice out across the 45. Yeah, brought down to the 44-yard line.
Keelan Carver in on the tackle for the Bears.
7-yard pickup there. Second down at 3 for the Cubs. Yeah, as we drop under 10 minutes left to go in the game. And right now, Brenham, I'm wanting to run as much time off the clock as you can.
Dixon again.
And a nice Dixon's spin move. Goes back and out across the 40 and picks up the first down. And no flags either, so maybe we get to keep this one.
Kildred Benn in on the stop for the Bears. Jalen Moore checking in the backfield for the Cubs with Harvey.
Yeah, as the clock continues to roll, Harvey hands it off to Ward. Ward across the 40, and he's going to be wrestled to the ground.
That's Zach Hayden in on the stop.
And so with 8:45 left to go, Cubs will have the football at the 36-yard line. Second down and 7.
Second down and 6.
And this time Harvey keeps it himself. And he's close to a first hit. Dalekar, they're going to give him to the 32.
Nicholas Sarandis in on the stop for the Bears.
So third and 2 for the Cubs. As we're down to 8 minutes left to go in the game. And then off to Ward again, and across the 30, and he picks up the first down inside the 25-yard line, down to the 22.
Seth Wilson finally bringing Ward down.
And we're down to 7 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the game.
Ball's on the 22-yard line, first and 10 Cubs.
Ward again.
And Ward.
Oh, nice move.
20, 15 to the 10. Another flag down. And we got an injured Cub player down as well. And he's going to pop right back up. That was Salazar.
Finally brought down by Tyson Rizzo for the Bears.
And the Salazar. Let's come out for a play as Retlosky will check in at the H-back position. And Deontay Martin's going to call for a block in the back. So that'll back the Cubs up. So Cubs will have it at the 27-yard line. And the handoff is
nice
Jalen
move.
Bird. Cut back. Trying to, oh, we got a fumble on the play. And it's going to be recovered by the Bears. It was number 28, Kyle Gay, on the recovery. It'll be first and 10 Montgomery at the 12-yard line. 6:54 left to go in the game. Cubs lead it 40-14.
After that pick six, you know, nice drive there by the Cubs, but negated by that fumble there by Jalen Ward. That's Merriman in at quarterback, Doug.
Yeah, so Merriman in there takes the quarterback position.
And Williams
no. Running. Oh, what a shot there.
Whoa.
By the way, the update on Huntsville and Rudder. They just ended the third quarter, and Huntsville's still leading that one 7-3.
Landon Shipley with that tackle there for the Cubs.
And it's a Merriman with a fake the handoff. He's going to keep it Merriman. Himself. And going to get brought down.
John Rigsby in on a stop for the Cubs.
Yeah, I think Coach Cooper from over in Montgomery realizing that this one pretty much in the bag for the Cubs. And so pulling Williams out, not wanting him to get hurt for next week's game. Also give Merriman some time and pass complete
to Shivers.
To Nick Shivers. As it'll bring up third down and 10.
Oh, is he out of bounds?
That's the only thing I can think of.
That's the only thing it can be. Must have not had total control of the ball going out of bounds.
As a third down and 10. Clock stops with exactly 6 minutes left to go in the game. Jack Merriman.
Timeout.
So Montgomery will use their first timeout of the half, and we'll take with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And as we come back, Merriman, it is tight end Hank Thomas up to the 42-yard line. It's a first down for Montgomery. We have 5:35 left to go in the game. Cubs lead it 40-14, but Montgomery not giving up. They're going right at it. And so Merriman calling the signals out of the shotgun. And back to pass. They're going to put it in the air, and it is incomplete.
10-4 Shivers.
That'll bring up second down and 10.
Cartel Brown on the coverage there for the Cubs.
And Cartel's been all...
He's been all over the field tonight.
He certainly has. And pass.
Incomplete.
He was looking for Shavers. They got Shivers and Shavers.
Shivers, and I love that, Doug. Yeah.
And ball spot at the 42. Back to pass, rolling to his left, and now he's going to try to cut back, and Rigsby had him, and he slipped through, and that time he's going to be brought down. That'll be Rhett Foskey on the tackle there.
Great open field tackle there by Rhett Foskey.
And Coach, now I think he's giving some of the other guys a chance get some playing time in here.
There's a whole slew of new wide receivers there for the Bears.
Yeah, there's the punt. And it's going to be fielded at the 27-yard line. And now the Cub offense heading out on the field. As we got 4:13 left to go in the game, Cubs leading at 40-14. So here comes the Cub offense. Harvey and
Chris Elliott in the backfield with Harvey.
Chris Elliott, who came on at the end of last week's game, now comes on in, and Elliott breaks free out across the 40 to the 45. And Chris Elliott up to the 46-yard line.
Gabriel Gunn in on the stop there for the Bears.
And so we got 3:50 left to go in the game. That clock run. And off goes to Elliott again. Breaks free. And up to the 39-yard line.
Tyson Rizzo in on the stop there for the Bears.
And so first and 10 for the Cubs once again as we're coming down to 3 minutes left to go in the game.
Chris Elliott making a name for himself.
Yeah, probably. With Dixon and Ward, he's had a hard time finding some playing time, so he wants to make the most of it. And Elliott's a ball carrier again. And another big run there.
Jackson Parrott in on the stop for the Bears.
And ball to the Bears, 34-yard line. Cubs marching right down the field here. As we got 2:15 left to go in the game.
We talked about Chris Elliott, Doug. A year ago, Cartel Brown came on so strong, and we don't even need him in the backfield.
Yeah. And
Elliott again. Oh, he breaks the tackle.
And out across the 20, down to the 19, and or to the 30, rather, down to the 29, I should say. Third and one. Minute 30 to play in the game. Don't forget, Steven will have the scoreboard show after our post-game broadcast. And hand off to Elliott again. And he is going to pick up the first down, or he should, depending.
I think they're going to give him forward progress.
Okay, good. And so we're down to 1 minute left to go.
Tyson Rizzo in on the stop there for the Bears.
And Cubs right, see if they're going to go into victory formation here. They're going to let the clock tick down as far as they can. They will snap it at one. And that is going to do it. That is your ball game. And your final score, Cubs win it 40-14. And tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cub football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back with the postgame show after we hear 90 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing automotive in retirement detail and services, investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331. Oh, oh, oh.
And once again, your final score, Cubs beat Montgomery 40-14. Tonight's postgame show made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, 8 Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Colcourse Foods, Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, the Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Slopeman with Farmers Insurance Agency, ATB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. And we'll be back with a postgame report after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says go, play, win.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
And back we go. We welcome you to the postgame show where the Brenham Cubs win it by a final score of 40-14. And let's take a look at the final stats here. And for passing-wise for the Brenham Cubs, it was Jordan Harvey. It was 15 out of 17, 182 yards, two touchdowns and an interception tonight. The big story, though, of the game, Jacoby Dixon, 11 carries, 223 yards, four touchdowns. And then also rushing the ball for the Cubs, Jalen Ward, 12 carries, 68 yards. And then you had Chris Elliott, 5 carries, 45 yards. And Jordan Harvey, 5 carries, 12 yards. Jose Castillo, 1 carry for 16 yards. Receiving tonight, Ivan Salazar, 2 catches, 17 yards. Jose Castillo, 2 catches, 34 yards and a touchdown. Chris Guidry, 4 catches, 75 yards. Deontay Martin, 1 catch for 8 yards. Jacoby Dixon, 5 catches, 24 yards. And Braylon Braxton, 1 catch for 24 yards. And also a touchdown on Braxton as well. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll run through the highlights after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham, New Holland. We offer a huge variety of agriculture equipment, from Bad Boy to Hustler mowers, Kawasaki mules and four-wheelers, and of course the highly reputable New Holland line of tractors, hay equipment, skid steers, and construction equipment. All of these offer low-rate financing opportunities. Call us at 979-836-4591. We value our customers and strive to make your experience the best it can be. Come in and take one for a test drive. Stay cool out there and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Quite the appropriate bumper music here. The boys were back in town tonight, and they picked up a win at home as the Brenham Cubs defeat the Montgomery Bears 40-14. And let's go through and check out the scoring from tonight. And we started off in the first quarter, Jacoby Dixon with the first of his touchdown runs, this one from 33 yards out.
Dixon again.
And Dixon, nice block there. And oh, he just way through. Down to the 10, the 5, in. Is he in?
Touchdown.
It is a touchdown. And then that would be the only scoring in the first quarter. Second quarter, it would be Jacoby Dixon getting his number called again. This time, a 39-yard touchdown run. Castillo in motion.
And he gets
hand off to Dixon.
Oh, he's nice
got
move.
He breaks it free, and he's going to coast all the way into the end zone for the Brenham Cubs. Touchdown! And Dixon one more time in that second quarter. And this one from 61 yards away. And off to Dixon. Dixon working his way through.
Nice move.
Jacoby Dixon's off to the races again. And he is going to be in the end zone. Cub touchdown. And then the Cubs would wrap up the scoring in the first half. It would be Jordan Harvey finding Jose Castillo on this 24-yard touchdown pass. And back to pass goes Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. He's got a man on the cotton. Touchdown, Castillo.
I tell you what, Castillo made a nice.
And then in the third quarter, the Cubs would get back on the board quickly. And it was Jordan Harvey to Braylon Ragston on this 24-yard touchdown pass. And he's got a man over looking down the sideline, over the shoulder, and that is caught.
Oh, my.
Touchdown, cut. And after Montgomery scored their first touchdown, it would be Jacoby Dixon one more time from 4 yards away, his fourth touchdown of the night. And off, Jacoby Dixon looking for touchdown number 4. Is he going to get it? He is.
He got it.
Jacoby Dixon with his 4th touchdown of the night. And Montgomery would tack on one more on a pick 6, and that would wrap up the scoring. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Tommy and Coach Youngs after we hear these words from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With 3 locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And now as we come back here, let's go down to Tommy with Coach Youngs.
When we win, I like talking to you when we lose. I'm just usually not in a good mood.
Coach, congratulations. Great victory this evening.
Yeah, it was a big game. You know, you come off 2 losses, and especially after last week, we were really, you know, disappointed. That was a tough one, and we had to, you know, we really had to look deep inside, you know, and check ourselves and the effort that we were putting in and kind of just look in the mirror and be like, look, this is on us. We got to get this changed. We got to get it fixed. And we got to be the best version of ourselves. And if somebody beats us when we play our best, then you can shake your hands and feel good. We just haven't played real well here lately. And especially the last 2 weeks. And I'm really proud of the kids staying focused. You know, you go into halftime and it's 26-0 or whatever. You know, there's a chance to lay down. And I thought they came out. Offense went right down and scored. You know, I thought we came out, we got to stop. And I thought we played good, smart football in the second half. You know, I had a little turnover right there, but you know, you got to execute right there. But for the most part, really happy. You know, the first night, I'm really kind of not happy with special teams. Thought we had some errors in there and some blocking on the field goal extra points that we got to get fixed right there. And we can't be missing field goals. You got to make every point, you know, you get the opportunity to get.
Did a very good job of establishing that running game.
Man, it's important. The running game makes the passing game way better. And I'm really proud of those receivers and our H-back and the way they block. You're not going to have a big night like that unless you get some blocking from your receivers and your H-backs.
Great job. And the next point to bring up, as you said, came out in the second half and kept that intensity level up.
Yeah, you know, and we, I mean, really and honestly, we called the defense out in the weight room on Thursday. Like, where you been?
where's it at? Like, we're not playing to the level of our expectation. Like, you know, there's sometimes when your season's on the line, you know, you got to put it all out there. And I thought we did this week. And I thought the kids came out and played like that, you know, played with passion, you know, played for each other. It wasn't about who scored or who got the tackles or whatever. Do your job and let's execute. Because I'm going to tell you, number 12 over there, boy, that kid is special. He is very special. And, you know, I thought we did a good job on him for the most part.
We talked about it upstairs during the game that you did a good job of slowing him down.
I'll tell you what, you tackle him one-on-one, it's impressive. And, you know, in a game against him, you're going to have a bunch of missed tackles. But, you know, I thought we did a good job of getting multiple people there. We may have missed one or two, but the third one was 1 yard farther. It wasn't 50 yards farther. And so, you know, I was really proud of him for that and playing, you know, snap the whistle every play.
Tell you what, congratulations. Great victory.
Thank you.
Go enjoy it with your team.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, Tony with Coach Youngs, and we're going to take another break and back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens stores and all Arlen's stores.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
As we come back here to Cubs Stadium, and time now for our Whataburger Wada play of the game. And we had plenty of those to choose from because we had a lot of great plays tonight, Tom.
There were a number of really, really great plays. That offense was just... they were amazing this evening. They did exactly what they do. They established that running game early in the ball game. But there's only one that stood out just a little bit more than others.
Yeah, and that would be in the second quarter. His third touchdown, third of what would be four touchdowns on the night. Jacoby Dixon's 61-yard touchdown run. And he just had a whale of a night, finished with 223 yards total for the game. And we'll be talking about that more in our next segment. But that 61-yard run, our Whataburger, what a play of the game. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey bun. butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950. With online ordering available, visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. Open 24/7. Back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
And we come back here, and it's time now to name our John Breeden offensive and defensive outstanding players of the game. And on offense, this one was one of the biggest no-brainers we've ever had.
This one was the easy one this evening. Really, really easy. I'll tell you what, Jacoby Dixon, and you and I talked about it, his yardage that he had. It ended up being 99.9% of his yardage was all on him. The offensive line, you know, they did a good job of blocking, but whenever a hole closed, he was dragging people with him all night long. Just an outstanding game there by Jacoby Dixon, our John Breeden outstanding player of the game.
And then on
offensively.
And then on the defense, we're going to go with Cartel Brown, who made some really great plays in the secondary and trying to match Reggie Williams speed for speed there.
Oh, there was no doubt about it. He did, you know, they had two really outstanding wide receivers, and they got a couple of passes in on there early in the game, but those defensive backs, especially Cartel Brown, stepped it up, and they were making big plays in that defensive backfield all night long. Cartel Brown, our defensive outstanding player of the game.
And the defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And back we go one last time to Cubs Stadium. They've shut all the lights off, and except for just ours, we're the only one. But
we have to put a flashlight in the back.
We're going to need to start doing that, I guess. Everybody was in such an all-fire hurry to get out of here tonight. But nevertheless, Cubs pick up the win, 40-14, and this was one where they got the big lead, and then the second half they could kind of sit back and relax a little bit.
That's the one thing, you know, it is really gratifying to see this Cub football team come back, you know, after having two straight losses and really didn't play really, really good football. And this is where I'm going to give credit to Coach Youngs and his entire coaching staff, getting these young men prepared, ready to play a football game and get back on the winning track. Great job by Coach Youngs and his staff.
Yeah, it certainly was. And next week, Cubs will be on the road again at Lamar Consolidated. And so we'll be there to bring that one for you. 7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame here on KWHI. It just remains for us to say thank Stephen back at the studio for his fine work on the boards. By the way, stay tuned. He'll have the scoreboard show coming up next. Also, thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for Tommy Lange to my right, for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown said good night, everybody.
Tonight's post-game show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Sander with Apple Ford, Folklorist Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Bruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, The Roach Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.